This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is that so? Last Christmas. I think you've had my heart, Jay, for a while.
It wasn't just last Christmas.
You have at least since 2021.
Yeah, okay. So we're almost into our third year. And you've lasted. You've made it. Which is not a bad thing.
Success.
Yeah, all right. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, heard on hundreds of radio stations around the country for a long time. This is I'm being self-serving with the introduction of this hour of the program because Marjorie Taylor Greene is here, and I want to start with a story that I did tell on the air when it happened, but I think that I said something to you. May I call you Marjorie? What do your friends call you? I'm interested.
They call me Marjorie.
They do. Okay. So I'll be friendly and call you Marjorie. This is not a political program, and we don't normally do politicians here, but because I find you very intriguing, and because I think you have a great story to tell, I thought when somebody said to me, do you want to have Marjorie Taylor Greene on? I said, yeah, let's. So I will start by recounting the story. When I met you, we were on a plane together coming back from Orlando last March. You sat in the first row. I was in the second row. I didn't introduce it. We didn't engage. You were very much to yourself, and everybody gave you your space. And when you got off the plane in Washington, I walked up to you, and I said, I didn't really introduce myself. I just looked at you, and I said, I find you to be a very interesting person. I'm a radio guy, but I don't do the kind of radio program that you'd be on, so I'd probably never interview you. So I'm sort of here to eat my words, and I don't know that you would remember that because you must be, people come up to you all the time and want to know you, they want to shake your hand, they want to congratulate you, or they want to yell at you, or whatever. So I'm guessing you probably don't remember that quick encounter, but it was kind of, I just thought, one of the things I found interesting is that you're short. I thought you were taller than you are.
You know, that's really funny, Bill, because a lot of people say that to me. They meet me in person and they go, I thought you were so much taller. And right. I'm not sure how that comes across in photos, but that is a common comment. Well, it's good to talk to you again, and I'm glad you had me on your radio show.
Well, you're a big personality, and that maybe is part of it. You know, one of the things that I enjoy about you, I've looked at your exercise video, and I find that to be kind of fun as well. I mean, you kind of let it all hang out. And that's, some people like it, and some people don't. I just find it intriguing that you are who you are. Say what you will, whether people agree with you or don't agree with you, doesn't seem to interfere with you speaking your mind, which is
no.
A good thing. So,
and that's actually why I wrote my book is I'm a very normal person. I'm a regular person. And so if I throw up an exercise video, you'll see me actually working out. I don't have any makeup on. I didn't go put on, you know, the fake eyelashes and a bunch of makeup to pretend like I'm working out. It's actually a real workout video because I think it's so important and it should be part of our health regimen and taking care of ourselves. But it's been an interesting ride. The media created a character of me that doesn't exist. And then they sold that character 24/7 across, the news ever since I came into Congress in January, 2021. So I wrote my book to let people know, hey, here's the real person behind the insane headlines that you've read and people will find out, I'm actually more like them than they've ever been told by the media.
So under the circumstances, yeah, looking at this book and understanding who you are, I always, Jay and I, and Jennifer Horn, you were on her program in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago. She's also a part of this program, and she's very much a supporter of yours. Because I don't do a political show, even though people sometimes know where I stand, because I'll tell people where I stand, I'm not a fan of the current administration by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not sure that Donald Trump is the right answer for what our problems are at the moment. I was wondering whether you ever thought the rumors, the news media, and you put them in their place well here, the news media wanted to make you sort of a candidate for vice president. Was there anything to that? Is there anything to that rumor or that thought?
Well, of course, that decision is up to President Trump. I know my name has been circulated on lists that are being considered, but everybody asks me about that all the time, and I think that's President Trump's decision, and he's not ready to make those decisions yet, even though everyone constantly pushes him for anything from VP to cabinet members. He's focused on winning the primary right now and winning the general election, and I think that's the right focus for him to have.
All right, so the debate is tonight. Are there going to be three or four people? Looks like Chris Christie is being pushed to get out. What do you think of the people who are going to be on stage, that left on stage?
Well, as everyone knows, I am probably Trump's biggest supporter in Washington and in Congress. I think the primary is pretty much over. The American people are screaming it as loudly as possible in poll after poll that they're going to, the Republican primary voters are going to vote for President Trump. So at this point, we keep seeing these presidential candidates hanging on, but they're losing badly. So for me and most people that I know, really don't watch these debates. We might look at them a little bit, interested in the questions that get asked, but it's not something that I'll be watching. I haven't found them that much interesting. Mostly what I see out of Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, and others is the Republican Party that I absolutely hate, and the Republican Party that most of us want to go away. And it also concerns me because I look at them and say, are neocons what we're going to return to with endless foreign wars in the Republican Party after President Trump exits the political stage? And I certainly hope not.
So what do we do, though, Marjorie? If you're just joining us, Marjorie Taylor Greene is here. She's written a book called MTG, which is her story. She wanted to straighten out the things that have been written about her and said about her that were not true. So she set her mind to, and I think that she does that pretty much across the board. Whatever she puts her mind to, she seems to be able to accomplish. And so she writes about the circumstances in Washington. When Donald Trump went in, he said he was going to drain the swamp. He didn't do too well because there are a lot of people there that don't want to drain the swamp, right? Politicians, bureaucrats. So how do you, if let's just say you became the vice president, you speak about the swamp in the book. So how do you drain the swamp?
I think that's one of the best questions anyone can ask. We got to go back to the Obama administration and the type of employees they hired in the federal government. And when President Trump became president in 2017, this is a widely known fact. There were people, of course, that remained federal employees in all the agencies, and they began to call themselves the resistance. They put up posters, they put up social media posts, hashtag resistance. Well, this is the swamp. The unelected bureaucrats that remain in our federal agencies that run the federal government day to day, That is the biggest and worst layer of the swamp. You know, I'm a successful business owner. I ran a construction company for nearly 25 years. It was the family business I grew up in and bought from my parents when they were ready to retire. Took me years to buy it from them. It wasn't a sweetheart deal or here's a gift for you. And I'm thankful that my parents gave me the opportunity and taught me so well. And I believe the federal government should be run like a successful business, and that means you fire people when they aren't serving the customer, and the customer is the American people. And that's the focus that is lost in Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, It seems to be an unknown thought process that the American people are the customer because they're the taxpayers and they're the citizens that we all take an oath to protect and uphold the Constitution, to serve them and uphold our laws. And customer is king. That's what I was always raised to believe, and that's how I conducted my business. And I think we can drain the swamp when we get a customer focus in Washington, D.C.
You know, it's very interesting because that is one of the mantras. I go through that all the time. I am very critical and have always been this is the longest running syndicated talk program in the country now. And from the very beginning, when I did do more of the political shaking and baking that was going on, it was always that same, the same approach. Hello, we're paying the bills. Get the hell to work and fix the stuff instead of creating problems. And that's the one thing, though, that maybe escapes when people are paying attention to you. It doesn't look like you're trying to work together with others. It looks like you're, you know, staying the course, as you've explained here. But how do we figure out how to get stuff done and work together with people that you don't necessarily agree with?
Well, again, we have to make sure that our focus is on the American people. I'll use a good example. Yesterday, we had our classified briefing with Lloyd Austin, Secretary Blinken, and others from the administration. And they're talking to us about wanting billions and billions of more dollars to fight a proxy war with Russia in Ukraine. And it's a failing war, sadly. And I have sympathy for the Ukrainian people. But at the same time, we don't have a focus on our own border. And the problem right now with the administration and many in Washington is they're refusing to face the fact that the cartels in Mexico are a much greater enemy and are actually killing Americans every single day than Vladimir Putin and Russia. And that was my argument when I got my chance to stand up and talk to them. And the way that if we are, and I told them, I said, we were from opposite sides of the aisle, but we should be able to agree that our border security is the most important thing we need to focus on. Sadly, they disagree. And so we have
outrageous.
To keep pushing. Yeah, put
it really
the American
is.
People
it's-
first.
It's damnable and outrageous. You and I agree 100% on that. Well, good luck. The book called MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Nice to have you here. Nice to have the conversation. Merry Christmas to you and your family and a happy new year. This is Good
Thank
Day
you
at
so
18
much.
After the hour. You're welcome.
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do you know people talk about spreading holiday cheer? Overrated. I had some holiday cheer last year, and you know what? Lasted a couple of hours. It was gone, just like that. However, spreading holiday comfort with Skechers, now that's something your loved ones will enjoy long after the new year. Because Skechers has footwear for the whole family that will be the most comfortable, stylish holiday gifts under the tree. To start, there's hands-free Skechers slip-ins. You just step into them and they're on. You don't need to bend down or touch your shoes. Find hands-free Skechers slip-ins in a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. Ah, just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay. Black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, crew, let's get her dug. Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Our focus here in this portion of every hour is social media, things that are going on. You can connect with us on all of the social media. We're talking, actually, Jay and her dad and I, we're talking about whether Reddit would be something we wanted to connect to, because a lot of people are dumping X for good reason and seemingly going to Reddit. And I think you said to me, Jay, I remember being on Reddit a long time ago, actually when I first started doing the syndicated program back in 88, 89, mm-hmm. Reddit was a thing. Like MySpace? What was the other? MySpace.
There's MySpace, but TikTok used to be called Musical.ly, there was Snapchat, which is still, Snapchat's still relevant amongst them youngins, the young whippersnappers. Yeah,
the youngers. Listen to you. All right. There's an interesting sort of buzz on Amy Rohrbach and T.J. Holmes. Remember them? They were the ones on television on ABC. They got fired because they were having a romantic connection. And so now it turns out that the former spouses of them, theirs, what's the correct pronoun there?
Their
so Amy Rohrbach and T.J. Holmes are together. Their exes are Andrew Hsu and Merrily Feibig, and they're dating. So the exes of these two are together. They've created a nice scenario they've created something nice for themselves, and they gave opportunity to these other two people maybe to find love. And isn't that what it's all about?
Two people that wouldn't have gotten together otherwise, and they found solace in each other. This was kind of very reminiscent, in a way, of Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, who were both going through marriage troubles at the same time, found a friendship, and then they found love and are married, and maybe this will be
that happened
for them, too.
With, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, same thing. That was the same thing. They were friends, and then they were friends with benefits, and then they were lovers, like lovers.
Which
and they
is
got
kind
married.
Of interesting, because they both had movies that came out about the same time about situationships, about
same
friends
stuff.
With benefits.
Yeah.
I so
think
you think
ABC
they would have known how it was going to end.
Right. I think ABC looked very bad in this. They look like old and just not with it. They're not.
Oh, when they fired them?
Oh, my God. Look, they look really bad. All right, so that's that story. In a moment, an update on Mark Summers. You remember him, the game show host. We got that after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, so Mark Summers is somebody I knew. He was a disc jockey before, and then he decided he and I both had the same opportunity, but at the same time, to be game show hosts. He took it, I didn't. But he's done very well. Most people know who he is. He did Double Dare for a long time on Nickelodeon. He's on the Food Network with a series called Unwrapped. And so he's now going to bring his story to stage in an off-Broadway show, which I find intriguing because I'm trying to imagine what you can get. What is the average Broadway show lasts 2 hours, right? I'm trying to figure out what he's going to do for 2 hours, much as anything else.
Well, you have the intermission, too, so that kind of eats up a little bit of time.
Sometimes some of these shows, the intermission is more interesting than the show.
That kid watching Double Dare, and when Double Dare Live came through to my neighborhood, oh, you better believe I was there. I was in those seats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's an affable guy. He's good. He was good as I'm surprised he's not still doing games on the Game Show Network, because that's something that he was he's really good at. He's one of those guys that you know who he is, see him around, but, you know, he doesn't seem to make a lot of waves. And so maybe through the show on Broadway, he'll make some waves. It begins a 16-week limited run in February. It's called The Life and Slimes of Mark Summers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay. And it's interactive. It's part interactive game show, part memoir. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, let's see what happens. All right, that's that story. It's 29 after here on Good Day. Doug Steffen with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. But there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking, when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach, so that people can go in. Because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And, you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who we'll put together custom packages for you, too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli forces are continuing their ground assault in southern Gaza as Hamas leaders are thought to be hiding there. The United Nations warned that even more negative scenarios are about to take place as the campaign in Gaza continues. An Israeli spokesperson this morning, Israel Time.
Violence in the face of Hamas's sexual atrocities against Israeli women and girls is complicity. Silence is complicity. As the October 7th crimes against humanity of the Hamas rapist regime continue to come to light, we expect absolute, unequivocal, unconditional, wall-to-wall condemnation. There can be no excuses.
Roughly 10 million people are under flood alerts throughout the Pacific Northwest, inundated with heavy rainfall after 8 inches of rain fell since Monday. Flood watches have been announced from Oregon and Washington to northern Idaho through today. Lance Pry, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear.
It's the best version of this song ever. Crack this up, James, will you? Have a good time with it. I am not dreaming of a white Christmas. You can have those. Not interested. No sale here.
We are polar opposites when it comes to winter.
I know, yeah, exactly. Well, I'll be in California for Christmas anyway, so there's not much chance that I would have, if I'm there, a white Christmas. Here, maybe I might have a chance. Although the weather's supposed to be pretty warm in the Northeast this winter. Wet and warm. I'll take that over. I like snow. Don't get me wrong. I love the snow. But it's the aftermath. After a good snowstorm, it always gets freezing cold. Really, mm-hmm. A couple of days after a good... who wants that? Okay, good day. Hello, I'm Doug, and there's Jay, and We did the interview with Marjorie Taylor Greene, which will be posted on all of our social media. You can listen to that in its entirety and draw your own conclusions. I like her, frankly. Somebody just sent me a note. It sounded to me like you were flirting with her. Of course I was flirting with her.
Well, as soon as we were done chatting with her, I was like, I want to be her friend. She's so sweet. And you kind of forget a lot of these, like any politician, and a lot of pretty much anybody in the public eye, but especially when it comes to politicians, they are real people. They are real human beings. They grew up in families, and
they have
families of their own.
She's a tough customer. If she ran a construction company and did it successfully and has managed to put a few bucks away, and she ran her own gym. She started her own CrossFit gym and sold that. I think there were a couple of them down in Georgia. She's somebody to be reckoned with. There's no question about it. Even though she's, kind of a little bit crazy. But listen, who's not in the spotlight isn't a little bit crazy. I know I'm a little crazy. My daughter says to me, Daddy, you're so strange. Okay, yeah, I admit to that. And that's what maybe makes me interesting to listen to on the radio. Jay, your life is a little more... I take it as a compliment. I didn't think it was anything other than a compliment. As long as we're in the political realm here for a moment, that bill that we have been touting here on this program and other radio programs, the Keep AM Radio in the Car bill, that's kind of a rough... I think it's officially called AM for Every Vehicle Act. And it was set for passage yesterday in the Senate. Ted Cruz is one of the major sponsors, and he's ramming it through. And they're trying to get universal consent, or whatever they call that, to get it passed. And Rand Paul stopped it. So I saw this headline. This is like sort of what we talk about with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Just because the headline indicates something, that doesn't mean that that's the body of the story. So when I first saw this, I'm a Rand Paul fan, frankly. And so when I saw this, I thought, what is he doing? And Ted Cruz, of course, was going, oh, the only reason this bill didn't pass today is because Senator Rand Paul sank it. And the reason he sank it, however, was something, this is paragraph two of the story. What Senator Paul is trying to do is add a modification to the bill, which I 150% support, to end all electric vehicle subsidies. Get rid of them. These cars are going to be nothing but a complete drain at the end of their life 7 or 8 years from now. So he says that if you end the subsidies, there's no more electric cars. You don't have to worry about the AM radio. And he's right about that, too. Senator Paul he actually called a station to say, quote, I'm encapsulating his words. I've always been a big fan of AM radio. It really has been a good point for open and clear debate, allows for a longer discussion format than you get sometimes on TV. And so then, in that interview, he introduced the idea of pulling subsidies for these electric cars, which, again, are damnable. And why should somebody... I have a friend, a great friend, who bought a car. She doesn't believe in any of this stuff. She doesn't believe in the electric cars, but because of the $7,500 credit, she'll take it and drive the car for a couple of years. And that's why some of these people are thinking, if you don't like electric cars, then, you know, you buy one and you take the credit and so see you later to the car. That's a pretty smart way of dealing with the situation. But I think that the deeper thing of looking at this, this is a huge, huge, huge problem. These people are not thinking ahead at all. What are you going to do with the batteries? The cars are going to be worthless. It's just ridiculous. And to have this kind of support for it, I can understand. I get into you'll appreciate this, Jay. There was a hybrid Ford pickup truck on the farm, and I got into it to move it the other day, and you know, you can't hear them because they're electric. When you they start as electric, and then when they need to be charged, the engine starts and charges things up. So I'm in the thing, and I push the start thing, and it you can't tell by listening that it's on. You just have to hit the accelerator and hope that it moves. But I couldn't figure out how to get it into gear, and I can figure out almost anything on any piece of equipment. But I couldn't figure out how to get this thing into gear. Anyway, and that's a hybrid. I can see there's a practical reason for hybrids. But they still have to have those batteries, not, you know, to the extent that the fully electric cars have. But at any rate, so I wanted, there's a big push. The thing about the AM radio, it is a bipartisan bill, because we had Markey, Massachusetts, and Cruz from Texas are the ones who have been pushing it in the Senate, and there are a lot of members of the House that are pushing. I actually should have asked Marjorie Taylor Greene about this, but I wasn't thinking about it because we were onto a couple of different things. But at any rate, it'd be interesting to see if he has success. We need to, he's right, pull the damn subsidies for the electric cars. All right, some airplane news of sorts. You may have heard the story about this YouTuber. He was actually a former Olympian, Trevor Jacob, who got sentenced to 6 months in jail yesterday after admitting he intentionally crashed his plane to get views on YouTube. Huh? What, are you nuts? He filmed this stunt at the Santa Barbara airport a couple of years ago, and he hid some evidence from investigators. That is, that he did this on purpose. This is a sickness.
Right?
Getting people to watch you on social media, what the hell is the matter with you? The prosecutor said this guy most likely committed this offense to generate social media and news coverage for himself. Duh. And to get financial gain. So for his trouble, he's going to spend 6 months in the slammer. Come on. Who is in their right mind? But you see, the kids today all respect this stuff. Oh, how many hits did you get today for whatever it was that you posted? Now, somebody will say, well, Doug, you're posting the interview with Marjorie Taylor Greene. What do you expect to happen from that? I expect a lot of people to listen to it. But, you know, I didn't have a conversation with her to gain looking for listener support on my social media channels. I just, you know, thought, but anyway, you get my drift. Okay.
She's fascinating. Here's another one. She's pushing a book, yeah. And I'm looking forward to reading this book, absolutely.
Yeah.
MTG is the title of the book, yeah. And with this guy, and a lot of people who are, quote unquote, influencers on social media, who aren't, the thing about social media is a lot of time these people are teaching something or promoting a project or a product or anything like that. But then you have these people who are just doing these outlandish things. There's, I think it was Mr. Beast is the one who bought a Lamborghini just so he could destroy it.
Right.
And of course that generates a lot of views. People are watching and then people have their opinions on it one way or the other. And this one, he could have killed somebody. Even if he thinks it's a remote area that he jumped out of the plane and let the plane crash while there were cameras set up everywhere. What if somebody was hiking? What if somebody was doing something? Some people could have died from this.
Yeah. I'm wondering there's another sort of moderately similar story involving an off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot who was indicted this week for trying to shut off the engines of the plane. Remember that story? There were 83 people on the plane, so he was indicted on an 83-count attempted murder charge. His name is Joseph Emerson. He was charged with one count of endangering the aircraft and 83 counts of recklessly endangering other people. So he pled not guilty. Yeah, of course he pled not guilty. The plane's at 30,000 feet, and he tried to pull the engine fire handle in the cockpit. He wasn't flying the plane. He was in the jump seat of the plane as he just hitching a ride from one airport to another. I don't know. People are nuts. But you don't want a person nuts in the cockpit of a plane when you're at 30,000 feet. Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm.
Aye, aye, aye.
And clearly nobody had any inkling that he was going to do something like this or even capable of doing something like this. We don't know what is going on in people's lives. We don't know what is going on in their head, their emotional their emotional and mental state. And it's one of those things of a lot of these mental health crises, it's an invisible illness.
Yeah, for sure. By the way, I think the follow-through, I was talking earlier this week about Alaska Airlines buying Hawaiian Airlines. That deal has moved a little closer to fruition with hearings in Washington, even though there are the Justice Department doesn't want it to happen. It'd be interesting to see where it goes. All right. The Israelis and the Palestinians still going at it, of course. But we have the United States kind of in a rare punitive move against Israel. State Department said yesterday it will impose travel bans on Jewish settlers implicated in the attacks on Palestinians. I don't know how they find these people, but Secretary of State Blinken announced this step. He warned Israel last week that the administration would be taking action over these attacks. I don't know who the individual, I don't know, how do you know who the individuals are? How do you track that? But somehow, apparently, they know who some of these people are. And having been there, there are plenty of crazy Israelis. No question about it. They're just as crazy, there aren't as many of them as the crazy Palestinians. Well, not so much the Hamas is more
extremists are everywhere.
Right, exactly. So we shouldn't put up with it, and I give these guys kudos. Biden says you can't come here if you're an extremist, and so he's putting the pedal to the metal, as it were. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Chuck Curry from Audio One. You're listening to my interview with the creators of Cobra Kai, who have a new show on Netflix that premieres on November 30th, Obliterated. On the line today, three very special guests, Josh Held, John Hurwitz, and Hayden Schlossberg, the creators and showrunners of the immensely popular show on Netflix, Cobra Kai, which will start shooting its sixth season, I believe, and will air at the tail end of 2024. The guys are currently promoting their new show on Netflix, Obliterated. Guys, thank you very much for coming on the program.
It's good to be here.
Okay, I got a chance to watch the trailer to this new show, and the first thing that popped in my mind when I watched the trailer, which I thought was awesome, by the way, was Bachelor Party from 1984 with Tom Hanks. What inspired you guys? I'm sure you had a lot of ideas for different shows that you might want to produce. Why this one? Why did you want to do this one? What inspired you to do it?
Now, it's funny you mentioned Bachelor Party because, you know, the three of us, we've all been friends since we were teenagers and moved to L.A. together and have been to many a Bachelor Party together. But the idea that inspired this was actually based off of, the film wrap party that we had for Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, which was the very first movie that Hayden and I made. We were shooting in Toronto. We were away kind of in a camp-like setting with a big group of people making a show together. And, we went to our very first wrap party. And what we saw at the wrap party were people that were thinking they're never going to see each other again. So everyone's letting their freak flag fly. And we thought, what would happen if, it turned out that, you know, the film canister was, destroyed and we needed to go back to work in that state. And that was sort of the inspiration for this show, but we figured, you know, heroes in America and all around the world that saved the day and, you know, somebody who, you know, kill Osama bin Laden. What's a group like that doing afterwards? They're probably partying in humans just like the rest of us. So we wanted to humanize these heroes and send them on an adventure.
Now, the tone of the show, I also noticed, obviously, this is hard R material, a very different tone than Cobra Kai. Why hard R? What was the idea behind going to that extent?
Yeah, this is the world that we're from. You know, before Cobra Kai, you know, the guys and I lived exclusively in R-rated comedy, world, you know, with Harold and Kumar, Hot Tub Time Machine, American Reunion, Blockers. You know, our whole careers were spent writing big, bold, edgy, pushing the envelope R-rated comedies. Then we went to television and we leaned into our inner child and have been kind of living in the Karate Kid universe for the past few years, which is wonderful, and it allows us to flex another muscle. But at the heart of both of those, stories are character. You know, we always write with character first. You know, with Cobra Kai, it's how can we tell this, you know, story of good and evil and gray areas. Mm-hmm. With Obliterated, it's how can we look at heroes who, you know, do the dirty work of saving the day, oftentimes, you know, things we don't even know what they're doing. And how can we, you know, look behind the veil at these people who are kind of more like ideas and then discover that they are, you know, capable of as much dysfunction as anyone. And put them in Vegas and put them in situations where they're going to experience the height of debauchery, and you've got yourself an extremely R-rated project that you should not watch with your kids. If you're looking at this and saying, oh, it's the Cobra Kai guys, and you're watching this with your kids, please remember I said don't. Because for adults, this is Vegas After Dark. This is, you know, everything that, you know, you expect, and a lot of things that you're not expecting are going to be on the screen.
Now, tell me about the casting. First thing I noticed, I said to myself, wow, C. Thomas Howell, isn't that really cool?
For this one role of Haggerty, he's the guy who deactivates the bomb. That's his role on the team. And we always thought, like, right, that job is so, you have to be such a wild person to have that as your living. And we like the idea of like this seasoned old veteran who's just like, when you have like the most difficult bomb, you bring this guy out. And we just started looking around and we saw C. Thomas Howell. We had not seen him in a while, and he just has this crazed kind of wild look. And we thought, mm-hmm. you know what? He just is, he looks like the guy in our, that we're picturing. And when he auditioned, it reminded us when we cast Neil Patrick Harris and Harold and Kumar back in the day. It's just like, whoa, nobody's ever seen C. Thomas Howell this way. And I can tell you,
right,
you'll see more of C. Thomas Howell on this show than you've ever seen before.
Listen, guys, Josh, John, Hayden, new show, Obliterated, coming out this Thursday on Netflix. An absolute pleasure. Best of luck. You guys are awesome.
Thanks so much.
This is Chuck Curry of Audio 01. You just listened to my interview with the creators of Cobra Kai, who have a new show on Netflix, Obliterated, which airs November 30th on the streaming network.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.